And Mike Tweed's a multimedia journalist for the Whanganui Chronicle. Like many places around the country, I'm sure your local polytechnic or institute is adapting to becoming Te Pukenga Whanganui. And what's happening, Mike? Kia ora.
Kia ora, yeah. Well, it's all kicked off in the last little while. There are four courses have been cut from this year's curriculum, I guess. Security, hairdressing, music, and cookery level four. And that is following two or fewer enrolments in each of the courses. That's caused quite a bit of concern amongst, I guess, locals across the spectrum. So hairdressing's been run in Whanganui for decades. I've talked to a lot of people about this. And high employment is getting a lot of the blame. I think unemployment in Whanganui at the moment is around 3.3%. But on the flip side of that, ex-UCOL Whanganui staffers are saying there is a lack of local promotion and sort of trust in local expertise and staff, which is, yeah, sort of the counter argument to that.
I think it's always the case that enrolments in tertiary, in particular vocational education, drop when there's low unemployment. That's one of the challenges the polytechnics have.
But
listening to you, some are saying this change to UCOL Te Pukenga Whanganui, and it's a dual name for most places around the country still at the moment, might be just leading to what? A lack of, as you say, dedicated marketing or dedicated advertising?
Yeah, maybe a lack of autonomy, perhaps. I think maybe, yeah, things are getting cut that makes Whanganui stand out for itself. I think a former lecturer I spoke to said that it's sort of being less and less encouraged for UCOL staff to connect with, local secondary schools, music being one example where, yeah, lecturers were sort of talking to heads of department and talking to potential music students, and that's sort of evaporated in recent years. So, yeah, I guess the big thing is a lack of autonomy.
Interesting observation. Now, what is Whanganui's water bottling controversy?
So this has been going on for a few years now. In 2019, an application was put in to, essentially bottle water from a bore next to the Whanganui River on Anzac Parade. The company, Aquifer 182, that's the name of the company, and that consent was granted last year. And I think their aim is to extract up to 750,000 litres of groundwater per week. And that has gone, that obviously hasn't gone unnoticed with quite a large percentage of our population. And this week there was a hikoi up Whanganui's main street, Victoria Avenue, to Whanganui District Council chambers to present a petition of nearly 4,000 people. And council chambers were absolutely full. And it's worth noting that this the jurisdiction for the consent actually falls under the Horizons Regional Council, not the Whanganui District Council. So yeah, there's that element at play. The company itself, it's slightly vague, but the director is Jeffrey Murdoch, and there is at this stage an anonymous overseas party involved too. My colleague TK Kawati Bashara is covering this and finding out what comes next.
It creates such passions, and that petition of 4,000 people is that a lot for a local petition?
I think it is. I've dealt with other stories much smaller than this, obviously, but a petition of 100 or 200 gets a bit of recognition. So close to 4,000 is quite a significant number. Yeah.
Paul's Road. Now, this is an annual music festival near Whanganui. And what's its story, please?
Well, I think last time we spoke, Catherine, we were talking about local Whanganui events and the event season, and I forgot to mention this little gem. Paul's Road, yeah, it's an annual music festival. Unsurprisingly, it's on Paul's Road in Whanganui. It began in 2008, and it's pretty much, it's a massive fundraiser for kids going through cancer treatment. It's run through a charity called Gabby's Starlit Hope. And this year, 11,000 was split between two families. Musicians play for free, and the property owners out there at Paul's Road built a permanent stage on the backyard for the event. So it's pretty much everyone dedicates their time to raise money for families going through cancer. You can expect, 400 to 500 people usually attend, and there's usually a huge scope. Huge scope of genres. I was out there taking photos and talking to people. I resisted the urge for a boogie. I probably should have got involved. I was sort of snooping around, taking photos. But, it's on every year. This was its 15th year. And, it's just a great little sort of local event that sometimes goes by the wayside.
Country to hard rock, everything on display, but not your dancing, yes. Mike.
Not my dancing this year. Watch this space.
Now, the Ruapehu District has attracted a Texan doctor, and is this to a long vacant GP position? These are important to local communities, aren't they?
They are. For the last few months or even years, there's been a series of locums in Raitahi and Ruapehu. But no more. John Paul J.P. Schwartz has come all the way from the Chihuahuan Desert near the Mexican border. And he will be there for at least a year. I had a really, really good chat with him about, I guess, the differences between the American healthcare system and the New Zealand healthcare system. By all accounts, he's unbelievably happy to be here. And also, along the way of his sort of his screening process, he inadvertently set off a wave of other Texan doctors coming to New Zealand. A Texan wave is coming to New Zealand. I'm not sure exactly where they're all going to end up, but all the references he put down on his application have, I think, been recruited as well. So,
good to see some innovation in the health system. That's for sure.
Here we go.
What's happening with the local football club, please?
Well, this is, cutting over to the sporting side of things. Now, Whanganui Athletic is, our premier club. And for the first time since the mid-1990s, they'll be playing in the Central League, which is a really big deal for not just football, but I guess sport in this neck of the woods. They won the Federation League last year, and they actually lost the promotion battle against Stopout Football Club. But another club dropped out from the Central League, so they've got the nod, and they kick off this weekend against Petone FC at Wembley Park here in Whanganui. And I'm excited. And I'm not even that much of a football fan, but I'm excited. So I can only imagine how football nuts in the city must be feeling right now. But
the best for it. Good stuff. Thank you.
Excellent stuff.
Mike Tweed, multimedia journalist for the Whanganui Chronicle.